You're probably looking at this, swearing, saying, "What the F is Mike making me do this for? He just told me to find an industry, and now he's saying choose a sub-niche. What does he want me to do?" Well, you have chosen an industry that will work for you. However, to do this and be able to dominate a specific section of a market, what you now need to do is choose a sub-niche. So, for example, let's say you decided on plumbing. That's a great industry, but don't go after plumbers in general because it is too big and too hard and will take you months to see decent results on your website. Instead, go after boiler repairs, or go after boiler installations, or go after leaking pipes. I'm saying this because I want you to create an entire website that's kind of like Wikipedia or an encyclopedia of a specific section or sub-niche of the industry. You will find these types of websites rank a lot faster. You get a lot more work in. When speaking to potential website renters in the industry, you can get them to rent your site a lot easier. If you say to a renter, "You will only receive jobs for boiler repairs from this website," or "You're only going to receive leak repairs," or "You're only going to get boiler installations," they are much more likely to buy because it's their target work. They know what type of work they're getting. Can then look at it and say, "Right, if a boiler installation makes me $3,000, I'm paying $1,000 a month for this site. I only need one job a month from this website, and I've tripled my money." Realistically, they might get 2 jobs, or 3, or 5, or even 10 jobs a month, and they will never leave. It will also make it easier for you to justify the site's value because you know what leads it provides. Those who know me and have followed me for a long time online will know that one of my favorite sayings is "inch wide, mile deep." Now, what I mean by that is, find a subsection of the broader industry that is very narrow. It's specific but has a lot of work in it, precisely like boiler repair, or underfloor heating, or boiler installation, and go after that. When I say mile deep, what I mean by that is there's a hell of a lot of work in the inch-wide subsection, and we're going to specialize in that. Instead of saying we only target Manchester, you target this sub-niche in many locations and rent your websites to multiple businesses. This means you have more people getting the calls or receiving information from the website or network of websites. LeadSimplify.com will assist you in segregating calls and separating leads if you want to automate this. So, you're looking to go after an inch-wide, mile-deep section of a specific industry with commercial intent and high searches, high value, or both. The first step is to choose your sub-niche. Next, you pursue that sub-niche. Once you have become a specialist in that area, you can build all your websites around it. Once you've chosen a sub-niche, start building a fantastic website in that sub-niche. What you then want to be doing is target a specific location with a view to spreading across the country city by city as you grow. We call it spreading like a wave. And the reason we spread like a wave is straightforward. Word of mouth will sell the new sites for you. If you've got a plumber that covers Manchester, he might also cover Liverpool and will take both websites off you. If he doesn't, then there's a good chance he knows somebody in Liverpool that will take your website off you. A great way to get somebody to pass your sites on by word of mouth is simply by turning around and saying, "I'll give you 10% of everything they spend with me." They will even help when you have issues with that buyer in the future because you are paying them. Let's say you bring in $1,000 a month, and you give them $100 a month. They will also be keen to rent out all your other websites in all the other major cities everywhere in the country. A plumber will rent a website from another plumber long before they rent a website from you. A recommendation is the best form of marketing. It makes it a lot easier to rent out your websites than it would be if you contacted the businesses directly. You find your first plumber, and they become your top sales guy because they know every plumber in the industry and go to all the events. They also get their secret 10% on every person they get for you. Using this strategy will really help you grow your rank and rent business in whatever niche you choose.